Okay, so we're continuing. We're on your bays and bays at the top of Marcus, but I have to give you a little bit of background. So basically, you have a case of a tree which is on the border of Aramikla. Okay? On the border. And the basic idea in a tree, you have two components which matter. You have the trunk, which is called the ikar, and then you have the branches, which is called the nof. Okay? And the question is if the ikar is inside and the nof is outside, or vice versa. And then you go hanging on to the ikar, onto the trunk, or if you go under the branches. So what's your status? Are you considered inside? Are you considered outside? Similarly, when it comes to Maaser Sheni, the halacha is by Maaser Sheni, you have to eat Maaser Sheni inside Yerushalayim. So the question is, if you have a tree which is on the border of Yerushalayim, and you go to the same kind of thing, and you hang on to the ikar or the nof, like how do you determine whether you're considered inside or outside? Okay? So there's been a whole back and forth here, but basically what it just came out is like by Maaser Sheni, there's a machlokas, and arguably it's by our miklat also. But by Maaser Sheni, the machlokas is one side says, the Chachamim say, you just go by where you are. If you're inside the border of Yerushalayim, then you're considered inside. If you're outside the border of Yerushalayim, you're considered outside. Simple as that. Because like the Rashi says, this is Lefnei Hashem L'kachat Ochana. You have to eat it when you are Lefnei Hashem. What does it mean you're Lefnei Hashem? It means you're inside the walls of Yerushalayim. So if you're inside the walls, then good. If you're not inside the walls, it's a bit bad. I don't care where the tree is. I don't care anything. I just want to know, where are you? Okay, you just draw a line. There's an imaginary border or whatever, or a wall. And you'll know, are you inside or outside? That's all that matters. Are you Lefnei Hashem when you eat the Maaser? If you are, what does Lefnei Hashem mean in Yerushalayim? So where's your location? On your GPS, where are you? Are you in Yerushalayim? You're not in Yerushalayim. Trees, GPS, don't know about trees or whatever. Trees are relevant. The point is, are you in or are you out? But Rabbi Yehuda argues, and he says you go by the branches of the tree. Okay? Wherever the branches of the tree are defines the location of the tree. The branches are somehow essential. The branches define the entire tree. If the branches are inside, the entire tree is inside. The branches are outside, the entire tree is outside. And therefore, when you are on either the branches or the trunk, your status goes by that of the branches. So, for instance, if the branches are in Yerushalayim, and you're standing by the trunk, which is outside, you'd be able to eat it. Okay, because the branches are inside. Or the opposite, if you're standing, the trunk is inside, and you're inside, but the branches are outside, then you wouldn't be able to. Okay, it all goes by the branches.
Similar to the Tameh question of last week?
What?
Similar to the Tameh question of last week.
Tameh?
Yeah, by the Kohen. Not the Tameh, the Kohen. If you can kill a guy.
Yeah, right, same thing, right, exactly. Same question, arguably, by Remiklet. If the branches are inside, and the trunk is outside, once you touch the trunk, you're safe. Because you go by the branches, and vice versa. Right? Vice versa means if you're in Ari Miklat, and you're holding on to the trunk, but the branches are outside, then they could kill you. Because Balman is, the branches are outside. Right? So what's the idea of who cares where the branches? So the Gemara says, at least with the Gartari Miklat, that in terms of Dira, in terms of dwelling, you could dwell on the branches, or under the branches. The branches are Makom Dira. The trunk, it does not really lend itself to Dira as much. Look, you could lean on it, whatever, but essentially the branches lend itself to Dira more than the trunk does. And therefore, as a Makom Dira, you have to define the Makom Dira by the branches part of the tree. So if you want to locate the Makom Dira, the place of dwelling of the tree is one unit of dwelling, and you have to locate it. Identify its location, you identify its location by its branches. And therefore, if you ask me if I'm living, if I'm holding on to the tree, you say, where am I living? I'm living on the tree. Oh, well, where's the tree? Well, where are the branches of the tree? The branches of the tree are inside, then you're outside. Branches are outside, you're outside. Okay? And arguably, you could say that eating is also a component of Dira. Okay? Because they see, for instance, by Sukkah, eating is like a part of Dira and Kvias. right? Like living, eating is an element in living and dwelling. So the eating the Meiser, you could say, your eating has to be an eating of Yerushalayim, a dira of Yerushalayim. So what does that mean? It means the location of your eating is Yerushalayim. Now, if you're eating on a tree, the location of your eating is the tree. Now, where's the location of the tree? Well, you go by the ikar, by the branches of the tree. And that defines Makom Dira. So if you say it's a din of defining the Dira as an achila shel Yerushalayim, so then you just go by the tree as a Makom Dira, and then you go by the branches. But if you say it's not a din of defining the Dira, but rather it's a din of that the Gavra has to be in Yerushalayim when he does the Dira, so then I don't care about the Dira itself. I just don't know. First I have to identify the location of the Gavra. That goes by the Mechitzos. And then, once I know where he is, then I can do that. Then I figure out, is he allowed to do the Dira or not? So then all I care about is he in the border, is he out of the border? Right, that's in a nutshell what we said last week. Now we're up to this, what we're up to today, is that the Gemara says, not so fast. Not so fast. Just because again, this is what the Gemara was trying to explain. The Mishnah says, by Arei Miklat, it all goes by the branches. If the branches are inside, then you have to find this inside, the branches are outside, you have to find this outside. And the Gemara wanted to know who's trying to line that up with Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda, who holds, by Meiser, you go by the branches. It's the same thing. That's Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda is the author of Mishnah. So it says, no, not so fast. It says, when does Rabbi Yehuda say that you go by the branches, by Meiser? That's only Lechumra. He's Machmir to go by the branches. But not Lekula. Okay, what does that mean? So it means like this, is that by Meiser, there's two halachas. One halacha is that you're only allowed to eat Meiser in Yerushalayim. So being in Yerushalayim gives you the ability to eat Meiser. And another halacha is that if you're out of Yerushalayim, you could redeem the Meiser. You could change it into money. If you're in Yerushalayim, you cannot do that. So there's like a benefit to being inside and a benefit to being outside. Okay, if you're inside, you could eat, but you can't redeem it. If you're outside, you can redeem it, but you can't eat it. Okay? So all Rabbi Yehuda is saying is, he's going the Chumrah. Which means is that if you have the situation where the branches are inside and the trunk is outside, and you're like holding on to the trunk, you have to treat it as being inside, namely that you're not allowed to redeem it. And you have to treat it as being outside, then you're not allowed to eat it. And in the other case as well. Can you please pass the tissues? Thanks. In the other case as well. It's whatever it is. Thanks. Thanks. So he's just saying is that it's like you kind of go by where you are, and you also go by where the branches are. You go l'chumra in both regards. Okay, there's chumras both ways. But he's not saying... He's not saying, for instance, if you're standing outside of the Yerushalayim and the tree is inside, then you're allowed to just eat it because the tree is inside, because you're outside. And he's just being machmir and saying is that you have to worry about the branches. But he's not saying it l'kula. But by Arei Miklat, our Mishnah seems to hold is that if the guy...
You can redeem it there, or not in that case?
No, you can't redeem it either.
You can't do anything.
No, you can't do either. Because it's like it's a chumra of both.
Right.
Chumra of both. But by Arei Miklat, the Mishnah seems to hold that if the guy is standing inside Arei Miklat, on the branch of the tree, leaning on the trunk of the tree, in Arei Miklat, and the branches are leaning outside, it would seem that the guy's allowed to kill him. Even though he's physically inside, which is a kula, you're being mekel because you're allowing the guy to kill him. But he's inside Arei Miklat, the guy's in Arei Miklat, how are you allowing him? Leaning on the trunk, which is inside, but the branches go outside. So the guy is inside Arei Miklat, and now you're saying, since the branches are outside, you're being lenient on the guy and you're allowing him to kill him. Right? But where do you see Rabbi Yehuda holds that? When Rabbi Yehuda says you go by the branches, he just means the chumrah. You have to worry about the branches. have to be machmir, be stringent and say that you have to go worry about the isurim that the branches are going to place on you. But he's not allowing you to do something because of the branches. Right? So therefore, it's not legitimate, as the Gemara argues, to say that our Mishnah is Rabbi Yehuda, because we never see any precedent that Rabbi Yehuda is willing to say Kula by the branches. He's just saying the Chumrah. So it's difficult to understand this. What kind of thing is that? I mean, why is he kind of a machmir? I mean, if you hold it, you go by the branches. You go by the branches. The Chumrah or the Kula? Right? Whereas he's not sure. He's not sure which one you go by. Turns out, with the, and this is the way they interpret it, this is the way Tosus interprets it, at least, is that what's the machlokas? The Chachamim say you go by where you are, by Maaser, let's say. You always go by where you are physically located. And Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you go by where you are, or where the true branches are. Whichever one's the Chumrah. It's like a funny machlokas. They're not really arguing like it would sound like. It says they're sent to different positions. One says you go by where you go by branches. It says, no. If you don't agree with the Chacham and that you go by where you are, he's just saying is you also have to worry about the branches. And Tosas asks, he says, where, how do you know that that's the case? Who said that Rabbi Yehuda's only arguing Levi L'Chumra? So Tosas says, it's a mistaber that he's not arguing about that much. That it's not so big of a machlokas. Otherwise, the machlokas is huge. Do you go by where you are? Do you go by the branches? He says, Mustaber the Gemara, that's not the case. It's not such a big machlokas. But even Rabbi Yehuda agrees that you go by, that you go by the where you are. He's just saying is you have to be machmir about the branches. Right? The Ritva learns, and I don't think Rashi and Tosafot are learning this way, but the Ritva says that Rabbi Yehuda is a masapik. There's a safek, he didn't know. And therefore, he's just being machmir both ways. That's what he learned this Gemara. But doesn't seem to me that Rashi and Rashi, I mean, that's like a chiddush to say that. I mean, to say that, I mean, you don't really have it often, that you have a Tana, you're just not sure about which way to go, and you just go on the Chumrah both ways. I mean, that's something that, you know, later, you know, even Gemara, I mean, it's just not a common thing to have in Gemara, as long as we're still, you're showing him, you're saying, we're still, you're not a Paskin, so fine. But to say that's Yehuda's position, that you're in Suffolk, he doesn't know which way to go, seems to me, you know, like you could say, like, I don't say it's impossible, Rav says it, but I don't see why we have to force that on Rashi and Tosafot. Rashi and Tosafot talk about that. They're not saying that he's not sure. He's saying he's just made it to Chumrah. So it's going both ways, the Chumrah. And then you have to explain what's the Svara for that. But I don't think that they don't say that, and I don't see why we should force them to say that. My review is saying is you have to, like, kind of treat it as both.
Why would he be
if Rabbi Yehuda holds you go by the branches and go by the branches all the way, then say the branches are inside and you're outside, you should be able to eat it. So he says, no, you can't. So you're not going by the branches. You're going by where you are. So you're going where you are, then if you're inside and the branches are outside, you shouldn't be able to. I mean, what's the sense of having like a split, just being going both ways, l'chumrah? Something similar to what Mark's saying, but I try to get it a little clearer, and maybe it's still not as clear as it should be, but see if together we can get it good. But what does Rabbanan say? Rabbanan say is you have to eat Maaser, and you have to be in Yerushalayim, the Fnei Lokecha, and then you eat the Maaser. Right? It has to be, the Gavra has to be the Fnei Lokecha, the Fnei Lokecha Tochlan. You have to go into Yerushalayim, enter Yerushalayim, and eat the Maaser. And that's what they care about. They're going to just care about, where are you? Are you in Yerushalayim? You're not in Yerushalayim. That's it. Right? And what Rabbi Yehuda essentially agrees with that. Essentially, he agrees it's a din, that the Gavra has to be in Yerushalayim, and he has to eat it. But he says like this, is that if you go in Yerushalayim, and you're leaning on a tree, and the tree's branches go outside, so since the tree as an entity of Dira was one entity, which is defined by the outside, so it's like the Gavra is in Yerushalayim, but he's doing an Achila Shalchutz. It's like the action that he's doing, he is in Yerushalayim, but it's like He's kind of like in a conflicted state. He's like doing, he's in Yerushalayim, and that's what the Torah says. Go into Yerushalayim and do it. But it's like you're going into Yerushalayim, but now you're doing like an achila of chutz, the Yerushalayim. It's like you have one foot out the door. So he holds that that's not proper in terms of the mitzvah of achila of smaisa of Yerushalayim. Technically it's true. It's essentially, Rabbi Yehuda agrees, the idea is the gavra has to be in Yerushalayim. But he says if the achila is defined as an achila shel chutz Yerushalayim, even though the gavra is in Yerushalayim, that's like a psul in the achila. But he would not say you could just hang out in chutzla if you're out of Yerushalayim and the branches go inside. That's certainly not going to be good, because he's not saying that essentially we just care about the mother ma'isa. He's saying is we care about the gavra has to be l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. But the whole idea of l'fnei Hashem Elokecha is to like engender a certain type of an achila. So he holds you have to be l'fnei Hashem Elokecha and then do an achila, which is in line with your l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. It's almost like you're in l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, which is the proper state, but it's like in the very action you're like rejecting your l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, because the action is an action of chutz. So he holds that subsol in your l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. It's like the function of l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. The l'fnei Hashem Elokecha is relevant vis-a-vis achila, and it's like insofar as achila is concerned, that's achila's chutz. So he says that's possible, but you can't dispense of the gavra being l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. It's just saying is it's like the state of l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. If the state of l'fnei Hashem Elokecha is like compromised by the very action that you're doing, he holds that subsol. So he's being machmir that you can't. Even though he agrees with Chachamim, essentially it's a bit of Shem Elokecha, but he's being machmir that if you can't compromise the Lefnei Shem Elokecha insofar as the Ma'is Achila is concerned. Rabban don't care about that. Rabban say, look, Ba'amon is the guy with Lefnei Shem Elokecha, and you don't have Achila, who cares? That's his Chumrah. He's saying is like he's saying is that it's true you're Lefnei Shem Elokecha, but insofar as your Achila is like an Achila which is identified with the Chutz, so that it's a compromise in the mitzvah's Achila's Ma'isar. And that's what their machlokas is about. I don't know how to go further than that, but that's his chiddush. I mean, the rabbanon don't care. That's his chiddush. But he's not saying you define the guy by the branches, and therefore by ma'aseh v'yigvay armiklat. It's not going to say you can't kill the guy. That's what he says. Now, what the guy is going to be in armiklat, and you're going to kill him. The guy's in armiklat. He is in armiklat. So why? Because the branches are there. That's a whole different shita. Then you're just saying it has nothing to do with where he is. And you're just saying, dear, whatever, it's a whole different svara. But Rabbi Yehuda never says that. Where do you see an indication? And that's what I think Tos is saying. It's like, to say that Rabbi Yehuda says it's a different, to say that it has nothing to do with the Gavra being in Yerushalayim. You don't care, you don't have to care, you don't have to be able to know. All you need is an Achilash of Yerushalayim. That's like a major Machlokas. Then you're saying they have two totally different views, the ways of viewing the Ilach of Achilash Ma'is of Yerushalayim. One is you have to be l'fnei Shem Elokecha and then eat the ma'isa. The other one is nothing to do with you being l'fnei Shem Elokecha. Just the din and the ma'isa. So he's saying it's misfara. That's too big on my focus. Better to say, simpler to say, they're all agreeing that there's a din of the gavra l'fnei Shem Elokecha. Just a small question will the ma'isa partaking of chutz undermine the l'fnei Shem Elokecha and prevent it from being the mitzvah sechilas ma'isa? It's like there's an idea of the gavra's state, like in absolute terms, and then there's like the state, like from the limited perspective of this action, like in relative to this action. So like, into the essential halacha is like it goes, the gavra has to be his absolute status. Where is he? But it's like insofar as you're inside and the trees and the branches are outside. It's like relative to this action. It's like your location vis-a-vis this action is chutz. So he holds that undermines the din of l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. L'fnei Hashem Elokecha has to be not the relative state has to be in line with the absolute state. And if you're in like a state, like a compromised type of a state, where you're l'fnei Hashem Elokecha in essentially, but relative to this action, you're really chutz. So then it compromises the gavra's being l'fnei Hashem Elokecha. Even though objectively he is, but in the context of this action, he's really chutz. Since the halacha of l'fnei Hashem Elokecha is a halacha vis-a-vis the din achila, so therefore the makom vis-a-vis the achila is relevant. So a minute later, you'll say, look, he's l'fnei Hashem Elokecha, he is. A minute before, he is. But the whole halacha is that this has to be your makom for the achila. And in the framework of the limited framework of achila, your makom is really the achila shal outside. So he holds that that lacks in the gavras l'fenesh al-mokecha. If the status of being l'fenesh al-mokecha is compromised vis-a-vis this action. Okay, good. So now I'm asking, if you're outside and the nov goes inside, so why can't you redeem it? Why can't you redeem it? Who cares if the nov is inside, but you're outside, so you should be able to redeem it. So the pasuk says, "Asher tasers kol tuas aracha yosedeh tuas shana shana." So you take off ma'aser ve'chaltof neshan l'kecha ba'makom asher yivchar l'shakin shmo sham. Ma'aser digan chater shkovitzarach v'kars b'karacha. Fine. Da. Okay. So you eat it in Yerushalayim. V'chiyir be'mimcha haderech. And when the distance is far, ki lo suchal se'eso, you can't carry it. Ki yirchak mimcha ha'makom asher yivchar shana l'kecha l'asher shmo sham. Ki yivchar shana l'kecha. Because it's far from you to the place where Hashem chose, and asad v'kesef, it's other than whatever, and you can redeem it. Right? That's the pasuk. So it's kiyirchag. It's like the idea is like since it's like far away to get it to Yerushalayim, so the halacha is, it's like yirvim chahadarach, so the halacha is that you have a right to be poded in order to enable the achila of Yerushalayim. So you don't have to carry the fruits all the way, but you could redeem it. So the saying is that since the idea is it's like kiyir b'mcha hadarach. So it's like what allows you to be poded is that you're like removed from Yerushalayim. And if you're removed from Yerushalayim, then you could be poded and then get to Yerushalayim and to enable the eating it. But if you are in Yerushalayim, or even if you're out of Yerushalayim, but like an achila that you would do here would be an achila shel Yerushalayim. So like vis-a-vis the framework of the mesfas achila, but the framework of achila, you really partake of Yerushalayim. And the eating which you would do here would be partake of an achila of Yerushalayim. So then you... What? Even though in terms of the mitzvah of achilas ma'aser sheni, you wouldn't be yotzei the mitzvah because fine, but the framework of achila, your activities of achila and of dira are really achila and dira of Yerushalayim that you would do here. The mitzvah of ma'aser sheni doesn't go by that. The mitzvah of ma'aser sheni demands that you're in Yerushalayim as well, that you're l'fnei Hashem l'kecha. But still, insofar as your activities of dira are concerned, you're partaking of the makam of Yerushalayim, you can't define you as Yerbim Chahadarach, and you can't do the Vatiya Ma'aser Sheni. So it's like the mitzvah of Ma'aser Sheni demands that both you're in Yerushalayim, you're Lefnei Hashem, and your Achila partakes of that. But what allows you to do Padiya is that you're removed in both frameworks. Because you have to be, it's not like if you can't eat it, then you could redeem it. That's, I guess, the way you think of it. If you can't be, you'll say the mitzvah of Achila, then you could redeem it. So they have a problem, because in this case you can't do the mitzvah achila either. But I'm saying no. It's what allows you to redeem it is that you're meruchak, you're yirbe mimcha adarach, you're mufka from Yerushalayim. And if you partake of Yerushalayim in either framework, the nof will relate you to Yerushalayim also. Even that's what Paul is saying. He goes zechumra. Is the chumra is that even if you're not in Yerushalayim, but vis-a-vis the nof you partake of Yerushalayim, then that's also going to remove you, prevent you from being mufka, distant from Yerushalayim, and therefore you're not going to be able to redeem it. The redeeming it demands your distance from Yerushalayim. You're removed from Yerushalayim. It's a chumra because what it means is that he's treating it as the chumra both ways. Is that, you know, you want to know where are you? Are you defined as inside? Let's say the case where the trunk, the branches are outside, and the trunk is inside, right? And you're by the branches. So you'll say, so what are you? Are you inside or outside? So I'll say, well, yes, I'll say you're defined as outside vis-a-vis Padiya, because you are outside. And at the same time, no, that's not the right case. Or I'll say this, do you go by the branches? Do you use the branches to define where you are? So we'll say it depends. L'chumra you do, but not l'kula. So if the branches are, if you're outside and the branches are inside, so you'll say that you go by the branches to aser you from being able to redeem it, because the branches are inside. But you don't use the branches to allow you to eat it there, because you're outside. So it's like the branches only, the only effect of the branches is that it causes you to have a chumra on you. It's because of his svara. So the svara isn't the svara of a chumra. The svara is a svara. But it's like the halachically, it results in a chumra. That he's only going by the branches insofar as it's going to cause a chumra on you. It's not going to cause a kula. Because vis-a-vis achila, for instance, you need both. So since you need both frameworks, so therefore you have to, if the branches aren't also inside, so then let's say you're inside but the branches are outside, so now you can't eat it here. Just the branches.
It's a chumra on it.
It depends what you mean by it's a chumra. So the chumra is like this, is that the Gemara originally thought that Rabbi Yehuda goes by branches. Period. And how do you define your makom? Purely by the branches. That's what he holds. Okay? If that's what he held, then it would be both the kula and the chumra. In other words,
right?
That's what it would be, both ways.
Right.
But he doesn't hold that. He doesn't intrinsically hold that the soul determines his branches. If the soul determines his branches, then it's not a kula or a chumra, then it just says you go by the branches. And is it chumra or kula? I don't know, that ship's fault. It depends on the case. Sometimes it's going to be chumra, sometimes it's going to be kula. But since Rabbi Yehuda doesn't hold that, he really holds that you go by where you are. He just says that the branches could compromise where you are. So he looks at the effect of the branches. The branches will never help you; they only hurt you, practically.
Right, because it's a chumra.
This we'll take to the next time. I guess tomorrow is the next thing. Is what happens if a guy is outside? The branches are outside. The guy is outside. But in order to reach him, the Nari Mikla, in order to reach him, you have to climb up the tree, which is inside. Can you go inside? Do you let the Goldam go inside, climb up the tree in order to reach the guy who's on the tree outside of where I may go? On the branches of the tree, which is outside.
Mm-hmm. Up top.
Up top. He's up top. The only way to reach him is by climbing up the tree. Do you let him?
Is he allowed in Tari
Mechlet? No, that's a good question. It would seem like he is in the theory.
As long as he's not killing anybody.
Yeah, right. I mean, maybe it's not a good idea to let him practically, but so that's in the last few lines of the Gemara. There's a shita of Rava and then Ravashi. Two more shitas in the Gemara. We're almost done with our Mikvah stuff, by the way. It's possible to finish this week and then next week starts something else. We'll see.